For Maryland slaves, the War of 1812 was not America's second war of independence. They waited another 50 years before the state constitution abolished slavery. But many slaves didn't wait for the U.S. to figure out what to do about its peculiar institution. They took action when the British naval fleet first began a blockade of the Chesapeake in early 1813.
They were sailing around. Groups of soldiers and sailors would be landed. They would burn and loot in the local area, get back on their ships and sail on and do it again.
Frank Castle is professor emeritus at the University of Pittsburgh at Greensburg.
Wherever these raiding parties landed, groups of slaves approached them and asked to be taken aboard the British ships and given an opportunity to go someplace else other than the United States in order to live.
Castle and others say that at first, these were mostly young males without wives or children. Informal British policy was to offer them land in Canada or the West Indies in exchange for intelligence or help as guides. But in April of 1814, British naval commander Alexander Cochrane formally proclaimed that anyone who fled, slaves or citizens, would be offered a place in the military or freedom in a British colony. Now whole families left. London historian John Weiss points out that owners tried to scare their slaves into staying.
The general American warning was that the British were stealing the slaves just simply to be sold back into slavery in the West Indies. What they didn't seem to realize was that British naval officers, Royal Navy officers, were very much, in general, anti-slavery. That wasn't completely the case, but by and large it was.
Weiss also points out that opinions differed among the British, white Americans, and among slaves. Exact numbers are hard to confirm, but between 700 and 800 slaves escaped from Maryland owners during the War of 1812, and 3,000 to 5,000 nationwide. Where did they settle? It hasn't been easy to find answers, but a team at the Maryland State Archives is using ship manifests, wills, requests for reparations, court records, and whatever spare time they have to create an online biography for each of Maryland's escaped slaves. Research archivist Maya Davis is on that team.
A lot of them were given land in Nova Scotia. There's lots of land, horrible land, I'm sure, because it's cold and a very different climate, but land nonetheless. And children cannot make any claims to land in Nova Scotia. So the sad part of that is that there were many who left without their parents. And we see people fighting for it as they grow into adulthood to try to get land, and it just doesn't pan out for them.
Besides the Nova Scotia group, slaves who fought alongside the British Marines were rewarded with land in Trinidad. Others joined American privateering ships during the war, got caught, and went to British prison. And the ones that stayed behind? They didn't fare well either. Jean Pirtle is education director at Satterley Plantation in St. Mary's County, from which 49 slaves escaped.
It really didn't improve things for slavery in America at all. In fact, it did probably make it worse.
Davis at the State Archives hopes to change the perception of the conflict.
It's very much given off to the public as a white man's war, but we know that the slaves in this area were very much involved, and we hope that that kind of becomes a larger part of the story.
A big, complicated story indeed. I'm Brett Jaspers reporting for 88.1 WIPR.